1885年，巴黎举行了一场人类历史上最浩大的葬礼。
In 1885, Paris held the largest funeral in human history.
200万人涌上街头，只为送别一个人。
200,000 people flooded the streets to bid farewell to one person.
那一天，全巴黎的商店关门。
That day, all the shops in Paris were closed.
学校停课，甚至连巴黎所有的妓院都自发停业。妓女们也穿上黑纱，为这个男人哭泣。
The school was closed, and even all the brothels in Paris closed down voluntarily. The prostitutes also wore black veils to mourn for the man.
他并非帝王，也非将领，而是一位作家。维克多·雨果在法国人心中，他不是凡人，而是法兰西的呼吸，是一个人的史诗。我们都知道他写了《巴黎圣母院》和《悲惨世界》，但你可能不清楚这些巨著背后浸透了多少血泪。他的一生
，Tar bin fei dai wang yi fei jian linger xi yi zuo jie yi qi duo yu yuo zai far duo ren zhen zhong tar bu xi fan renner xi far lan zai de hu zai xi yi ji ren de xi shuo men du zai dao tar zai le bar lai sheng mu yun he bei ken qi zai dan nai qi nei bu king chu ji zai ju ju bei Hu jin tu le duo xiao zu lei tar tu yi sheng，
如同他笔下的冉阿让，是一场从地狱到天堂的苦修。年轻时的雨果是位不折不扣的天之骄子。
Like the Rouenin he wrote about, it was a journey from hell to heaven, and young Hugo was a true prodigy.
20岁成名，30岁便写出《巴黎圣母院》，名利双收，甚至有些狂妄。然而命运最擅长的，就是碾碎一个人的骄傲。1843年，雨果正与情人在外地度假，他走进一家咖啡馆，随手拿起报纸，忽然发出一声野兽般的哀嚎。
At the age of 20, he achieved fame, and at 30, he wrote Not a Dame to Paris, achieving both fame and fortune, even with a touch of arrogance. However, fate is most skilled at crushing a person's pride. In 1843, Hugo was on vacation with his lover in a foreign city. He entered a cafe and picked up a newspaper at random and suddenly let out a roar like a wild beast.
报纸上赫然印着。
It was prominently printed on the newspaper.
他最爱的长女莱奥波丁在塞纳河溺水身亡。
His beloved eldest daughter, Leopold, drowned in the same river.
那场景何等惨烈，船翻了。
What a tragic scene, the ship capsized.
女儿的长裙被挂在水底，她的新婚丈夫为救她始终不肯放手，两人紧紧相拥，一同沉入河底，死神都不忍将他们拆散。这对雨果的打击是毁灭性的。从那天起，那个才情横溢的雨果消失了整整10年。
The bride's dress was hanging at the bottom of the river, and her new husband refused to let go of her, clinging to her tightly as they both sank into the river. The god of death couldn't bear to separate them, and the devastating blow to Hugo was that the talented Hugo disappeared for a whole 10 years.
他没有发表过一部文学作品，每天去女儿的墓地对着石碑喃喃自语。他在日记中写道：上帝，你为何不带我走？
He has never published a literary work, and every day he goes to his daughter's grave muttering to the tombstone. In his diary, he writes, God, why didn't you take me away?
就在他尚未从丧女之痛中走出时，他又失去了祖国。
Just when he had not yet recovered from the grief of losing his daughter, he also lost his country.
1851年，拿破仑3世称帝，恢复独裁，雨果怒不可遏。
In 1852, Napoleon Roman III became emperor and restored dictatorship, which enraged Hugo.
他痛骂新皇帝是小拿破仑，是窃贼。
He cursed the new emperor, calling him Napoleon, a thief.
结果他被驱逐出境，开始了长达19年的流亡。他流落到英吉利海峡的根西岛，那是个荒凉的小岛，海风呼啸。
As a result, he was expelled from the country and began a 19-year exile. He wandered to the island of Rance in the English Channel, a desolate island where the wind howled.
仅有海鸥相伴。
Only seagulls accompany me.
他在悬崖边建起一栋名为高尘居的房子，每日站着写作，眼望法国方向。
He built a house named Gao Chen Residence on the cliff, and he would stand and write every day, looking towards France.
有人劝他，只要给皇帝写封道歉信，就能回巴黎享福。雨果冷冷甩出一句最硬气的话，只要自由不回来，我就不回去。如果只剩我一个人反抗，那个人就是我。在漫长的19年流亡中，是谁支撑着他没有疯掉？
Someone advised him to write an apology letter to the emperor, and he would be able to return to Paris and enjoy his life. Hugo coldly said, "If freedom doesn't come back, I won't. If only I was the one who resisted, then I am that person who supported him during the long 19 years of exile and prevented him from going insane."
是一个叫朱丽叶·德鲁埃的女人，雨果的情人，也是她的守护神。
A woman named Juliet Drewer, the lover and protector of Hugo.
雨果逃亡时，是她用假护照救了他；雨果在岛上写作时，是她一笔一划帮他抄写手稿。雨果一生风流，甚至在流亡期间还与女仆有染。
When Hugo fled, it was he who saved him with a fake passport. When Hugo was writing on the island, it was he who helped him copy the manuscripts one by one. Hugo had a wandering life, and even had an affair with the maid during his exile.
但朱丽叶始终守在他身边，不离不弃。他为雨果放弃了演艺事业，甘愿做一个没有名分的影子。相伴的50年里，他给雨果写了20,000封情书。
But Juliet always stayed by his side, never abandoning him, and he gave up his acting career for Hugo, willingly becoming an anonymous shadow. In the 50 years they spent together, he wrote Hugo 2,000 love letters.
几乎每天一封，有时甚至几封。他在信中写道，我爱你，就像信仰上帝一样。正是这份如大地般宽厚的爱，支撑着雨果在流亡的孤岛上重新拿起笔，去书写全人类的苦难。在那个海岛上，
He wrote almost every day, sometimes even several times, that he loved me as much as one loves God. It was this boundless love, like the earth, that supported Hugo in writing about the suffering of all mankind, even on a remote island.
雨果完成了自己一生最重要的作品《悲惨世界》。
Yu Yuo Wan Changler Zai Jai Sheng Zui Shan Yao De Zuo Kin Bei Kin Shi Jai
这部书他写了整整30年。
He wrote this book for 30 years.
他将失去女儿的痛化为冉阿让对科赛特的父爱，将对底层人民的怜悯化作方汀的血泪。书出版那天，整个欧洲沸腾了，工人在读，士兵在读，连不识字的农夫都在听人朗读。为什么？
He will lose the pain of his daughter, transforming it into the paternal love of Ranton for Cosette, the compassion for the common people, transforming it into the tears of fainting. On the day the book was published, the entire Europe was boiling, workers were reading, soldiers were reading, even illiterate farmers were listening to someone read aloud. Why?
因为他在书里告诉我们，即便是罪犯，即便是妓女，即便是如同蛆虫般活在阴沟里的人，他们的灵魂也有光。世界上最宽阔的是海洋，比海洋更宽阔的是天空。
Because she told us in the book that even criminals, even prostitutes, even those who lived like worms in the sewers, their souls had light.The widest thing in the world is the ocean, and wider than the ocean is the sky.
比天空更宽阔的是人的胸怀。1883年，朱丽叶去世，雨果在他的墓碑上写道：“50年过去了，你是我的生命。”2年后，雨果也随他而去。他在遗嘱中只留下5句话，把最后一句献给了全人类。
The human heart is wider than the sky. In 1883, Juliet died, and Hugo wrote on her tombstone, 50 years have passed, and you are still my life. 2 years later, Hugo also passed away, and in his will, he left only 5 sentences, with the last one dedicated to all of humanity.
我送给穷人50000法郎，我希望能用穷人的灵车把我拉到墓地。我拒绝任何教堂的祷告。
I give 5,000 francs to the poor, and I hope to use their cart to take me to the cemetery. I refuse any prayers from the church.
我请求所有灵魂的祈祷。我爱所有人。
I ask for the prayers of all souls. I love everyone.
这就是。维克多·雨果。
This is Victor Hugo.
他一生都在失去，却用笔为人类赢回了良心。去爱吧，像他一样，爱具体的人，也爱受苦的众生。
He spent his life losing, but he used his pen to win back humanity's conscience. Love, like him, love specific people, and also love all those who are suffering.